Hello and welcome to tonight's show. Despite enjoying a great deal of success from previous productions, at least in my own mind, Tristan seems somewhat unappreciative of my efforts.
I'm sorry, but what the hell is this? Not only is there now three times more news that didn't quite make the headlines than there is actual news, but this latest effort is farcical, pointless, and pathetic. Here's a letter from someone who wrote in a complaint, quote, "I hate myself and I want to die," from a Mr. K. Cobain, I think? Well, anyway, I think that says everything that needs to be said. What I brought you in here is to ask what you're going to do about it.
Well, now, you see, in my defense, the farcical thing was kind of intentional, but, hey, at least I didn't do any fart jokes, eh?
Get out!
Yeah, okay, I'm really sorry. But I guess I took that joke too far, eh? So here I am today to bring you a much more down-to-earth NTD QMTH. I'm Johnny Wallbank, and this is the new face of news that didn't quite make the headlines. Tonight, we look at anime, its impact, and avoid any mention to zoo animals or smut wherever possible, especially both at the same time. Today, most of us think of anime as being an interesting and varied form of culture. However, little do people know that anime is really an acronym for Arg No, I'm Making Eggs, which roughly translates to You is Superhero if you run it through Babelfish in Spanish, Japanese, and then, crucially, French. With this light cast into another light, what does this tell us about the thousands of people absorbed into a cacophony of discontented, post-Stalinistic, unemployed anime fans? More on that later. Anime's roots are located in France, where the word anime means cartoon. From here, someone in Japan thought it would be a great idea to base their cartoon featuring Disformo Boy on this word. From here, everyone found the size of Disformo Boy's arms, legs and feet terribly amusing, and thus, a series was born. But at what cost? Well, the answer to that is about $1,200, until the fourth episode where the flashing light and music budget was increased by a staggering 83 billion yen, the US dollar's equivalent to 50 cents at the time. Our top reporters have searched long and hard on Kazaa and have located a copy of the theme tune that was made as a result of this budgetary increase. Listen now. I can tell you now that we would attempt to recover a fuller version of this file, but have been told that such content would be inappropriate for humanity. Shortly after Disformo Boy, someone quickly worked out you could rob anime of all its innocence and make it pornographic. Without physical limitations to worry about, new positions were invented that only world-class athletes, or the extremely happy if you know what I mean, could perform, or, you know, have. Somewhere in the middle of all of this, some actual non-pornographic, or at least only mildly kind of sort of, if you like, panties, pornographic material was made. Some of this was comical, some of this made you think. And some material tried to make you think, but was understood only by the creator and or through taking a cocktail of drugs. In 1984, with the release of Akira, the story of some pirate with a smaller long throat than his friend Kareev and he turns into some psychic death machine or something, the number of people quoted to say, what? Increased by a staggering 42,000%. However, this anime confused normal people so much that they actually became anime addicts, who are frequently referred to as otaku in today's society. Then came Neon Exodus Evangelism. Considered one of the greatest anime series ever made, this made almost as little sense as Akira, but had a whole bunch of stuff about religious symbols, which made it slightly more comprehensible. Something like that. Regardless, this nicely brings us to our first pre-recorded expose of the night. Our anime correspondent is Johnny Wallbank, and he's in no way related to the Johnny Wallbank that's talking right now.
I'm here in Fushikoura, some crazy village in Japan. This village is of particular interest. What?
You need to pass that in, mate.
I.
Oh! This village is of particular interest, in that underneath my very feet, there's actually an enormous underground base. Neon Exodus Evangelism, or NEEH for short, has had a huge impact on the people here, who have become so taken in by the ideals of the anime that they've centred their entire lives around NEEH. I now go live underground to see how anime has affected the lives of this small group of mentalists, frankly. Upon first setting foot here, the first thing you notice is a giant robot. I'm informed that this robot is very accurately portrayed, and the details are definitely not to scale. But what does this giant robot have to do with anime? On my way into the complex, I see rows upon rows of posters dedicated almost entirely to the female stars of the show. One poster stands out and, in particular, shows a berserk version of the aforementioned giant robot with the words, "Thrust, you manhood!" I am told this is to suggest some of the show's deeper religious undertones. Guarding me around the complex is, Special Skiered Ops Mr. Fuyutsuku Dude. Mr. Fuyutsuku, thank you very much for letting me into this dazzling complex. The entrance, based off what I've seen, is very striking. How would you account for this?
We call this the power spot of the community. It's basically just for kicks. Check out the panties on her. Care. We have a special collection for that sort of thing. Yum.
Nice! So how long have you been fan of the series?
Since the series release, 4 years ago. However, that... Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, that's our security system. Our giant robot named Big Boy 01 needs a lot of protection. He is all that stands between world peace and no world peace.
Yes, I see. Do you not think you're in danger of maybe losing touch with the outside world and other communities? And do you not think you're alienating them somewhat?
Yeah.
Fat chance, mama. Did you ever see that super RPG adventure thing?
Yes, well, thank you very much, Mr. Fuyutsuku. Shortly after the above events transpired, I was approached by an extremely happy 13-year-old named Sue Sugoi.
Hello.
Hello.
You are cute. Giggle.
Yes, I guess I am. Tell me, all the young girls of your community like you?
Oh no, a pervert. A pervert.
Yes, I think I'll be leaving you alone now, little girl. Goodbye. So, with the popular opinion, i.e. mine, being that some of these fans may have clearly lost touch with reality, I was told to speak to Command Operations Jinseki to learn what sort of dermograph lives here and the various pocket communities that are built up as a result. Jinseki himself is a lanky, tall man with ridiculously long fluorescent orange hair. Mr. Jinseki, thanks for your time, but do you want to come out to this shadowy corner so we can actually see each other? It's generally good interview practice. Also, could you turn off that strange music?
Humph. Buck. Idiot.
Quite. So, as an aspiring role model for the group, what sort of example do you hope to set for this young community?
Humph. Buck. Idiot.
Yes, I see. Good point. What would you say the typical age group of a Neon Exodus Evangelism fan is?
Humph. Buck. Idiot.
Oh, God, no! This is all horrible, horrible dream. Oh, Tristan's gonna kill me.
What about Yume? Yume, I'll come back here.
What is a dream? Are you living a dream? When do we dream? When do we not dream? Is a dream not to be a dream? Do you dream when you drink soda? Why do we never dream of desires which cannot be obtained? Why do mobile bananas appear in my dreams? Will I wake up from a dream? Why, in my dream, do I not possess a larger piece?
Right, you shut it!
Oh dear. Big Boy 01 has gone berserker. You fool. You have brought about the end of the world.
What? You clearly deserve that, you knob chop.
Tee-hee. Buck. Idiot. What do you say? It is rejecting our control device.
Right. You, get punch in face. Me, get out of here.
Warning, the enemy is approaching in full throttle. According to the data, it is identified as a microbot.
Johnny, our overly convenient anal cyst indicates that you are the true pilot of Big Boy 01.
Oh, piss buttons. Fine, show me to the cockpit. I guess we couldn't have at least one NTD QMTH without a ridiculous fight scene that uses the same explosion sound effects again and again.
Oh dearie me. The enemy has a power level of 420. According to the data, it is identified as a big robot.
Yeah, it's not real great. I think I'll just do my usual tactic of running up to it and firing a big laser. Hey, psycho! Now, if he blocks my lasers, then that's never really all that great, then. I'll try missile.
Fuck.
Full.
Thrust
your manhood.
What? I don't think I'm that way in class.
Oi! Man, you does I!
What? Oh.
The conclusion to this shocking and ever so slightly absurd report will follow after a verbal reprimand from Tristan. I mean, a commercial break!